Previously on Adventures on Awei Island, Marie, JJ, and Christian found the blue tile in the Civic Building, but were unsure what to do next. Then Marie got bad news about the book she was hoping to borrow, and even worse news about her future.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome to Adventures on Awei Island.
Chapter 10, An Uncertain Future, Part 1. Before she had learned that The Chosen Three was the title of a book, Marie had privately hoped that she, JJ, and Christian were the Chosen Three. That they would be the ones to find out about the secret club and solve the quest. But now her dad had a new job, and the family would be leaving Awei Island at the end of summer. Everything felt lost. For the next few days, Marie stayed home and spent most of her time in her bedroom with the door closed. She reread some of her favorite books, letting herself be enveloped by the familiar stories and characters, rather than lost in her own thoughts. Both Christian and JJ messaged her about getting together, but she kept her replies short. "Not right now," was all she would say. She didn't want to face them and tell them she was moving. She didn't want to see the looks on their faces or think about the day she would get on a plane and leave. She didn't want to imagine going to a strange school without any familiar faces and living in a strange neighborhood. She also didn't want to feel what was sitting in the pit of her stomach, the certainty that they would never finish the quest. Failure was a bitter pill. Or even worse, what if JJ and Christian went and finished the quest without her? What if someone else took her place in their trio of friendship? As she considered this possibility, she twisted the beads that spelled Redigot on the friendship bracelet on her wrist. It was the word together backwards, the trio's secret word of solidarity, a reminder they'd always be there for one another. But now, it just reminded her of how far apart they were about to be. When she moved at the end of summer, they were going to be broken up forever. Marie took the bracelet off and put it in her desk drawer, along with her detective's journal and everything else they'd collected from the quest so far. She briefly picked up the small metal dragon and turned it over, tracing her finger over the symbol. Then she set it down next to the cloth bag and firmly shut the desk drawer. She didn't want to think about it anymore, but she couldn't stop thinking about it either. Everything seemed so unfair, and in her grief about moving away, she felt completely alone. Wearily, she selected yet another of her favorite books, sat on her bed, and began to read. The doorbell rang. Marie heard voices. Then, there was a soft knock at her bedroom door. JJ's voice came from the other side. Marie, can we come in? Another voice followed. We know what's wrong, said Christian. Marie set the book down, got up, and opened her bedroom door. There they stood. Somehow, just seeing their faces made everything feel a little less awful. She was glad she didn't have to explain. The words seemed too horrible to speak out loud. JJ and Christian threw their arms around Marie in a huge hug that practically knocked her over. We don't want you to go either, JJ said. Christian squeezed the group even tighter until Marie gasped. I can't breathe, she said with a giggle. They all took a collective breath. My mom says we should focus on the present and make the most of the time we have, Christian said. As Marie stared into the faces of her two best friends, she felt their love and took great comfort in it. What Sophos had told her, what Madame Amato had said, what her parents had taught her. True friends are priceless. And she realized that, so long as they made the effort to stay in touch, the friendship would be alive, whether they were near or far. Good idea, she agreed. And for the first time in days, she felt better, her heart lighter. She went to her desk drawer, retrieved her friendship bracelet, and put it on. Then she held out her thumb to her friends. They touched theirs to hers, and all three of them said, Redigat, with resolve. Then they all sat down on the floor, facing each other. I went back to the library to get the Chosen Three, but Darius sent it out for restoration, Marie said. He told me some of the pages were loose from the binding, and some might even be missing. How long will it take to restore? JJ asked. Marie took a deep breath before she revealed the worst part of the update. He said it may not be able to be repaired, and if that was the case, it would be destroyed. No way, Christian said. Why can't they just let us have it then? Well, Darius said because it's not a collectible and it's not written by a famous author, the library will only do so much to save it, Marie replied. But why can't they let us have it then? Christian persisted. Marie shrugged. I don't understand why not either, but Darius just said it had already been sent away. All three remained silent in their own thoughts for a few moments before JJ spoke. Fly-up letters, she stated, changing the subject. Did you get one from Sophos? Marie asked. No, JJ said with a surprised look. I got one from Madame Amato. It was in an old yellowed envelope. She said, I am a loyal friend, and it is good that I am methodical and ask questions. She also said that we need to continue to work together to figure out the clues, that we can't do it without each other. I got one from Madame Amato too, Christian said. I was really surprised because she doesn't really know me as much as she knows you two. But she said that you both speak highly of me, and it is useful that I am cautious and analytical. She also said, if we get stuck on the blue tile, then I should retrace my steps. Marie made a face. What does that mean? I don't know, Christian said. I mean, I wasn't with you when you made the ice cream or dug up the tile. JJ turned to Marie. Was your letter from Sophos? How could he have written you a letter when he's been gone? Marie nodded. He wrote it before he left. She retrieved the letter from her detective's journal and showed her friends. JJ read a few parts out loud. When things feel insurmountable, just keep trying, count on your friends, and together you will find the way forward. Christian snorted. Things feel pretty insurmountable right now. So, you have to retrace your steps, like Madame Amato said to do in your letter, Marie said. But what steps? Christian asked. I don't know, Marie said. Again, the three friends fell silent. It's the website, JJ suddenly shouted. You found the History of Awe Island page on the Awe Island website, she said to Christian. Remember how the information changed that one time when we found a clue? What if it changed again? You're brilliant, Marie said to JJ. They all jumped up at once. JJ and Christian followed Marie out to the living room, where Marie's parents were chatting with JJ's mom. Can we use the computer to look up the Awe Island website? Marie asked urgently. Yes, of course, her mom said. The three darted into the family's home office. Marie sat down at the desk, turned on the computer, and typed aweisland.com/history into the browser. As soon as the page opened, all three began scanning the text. At first, it seemed to be the same as it had been the last time they read it. But right at the bottom, they collectively gasped when they noticed that the Islander Spirit section had been changed. Christian read the new part out loud. This spirit is reflected in the original part of the Civic Building, where four stone pillars represent the values that Awe Islanders embody. These values are symbolized in four elements: earth, water, air, and fire. For more information about their meaning and history, see the book A History of Awe Island. Wow! Marie exclaimed. Those elements were the images on the banners hanging from the four pillars. Yeah, Christian agreed. He paused a moment, staring at the computer screen. I wonder who updated this page. Whoever it is, the update is not that helpful. That book is still missing from the library, JJ noted with a sarcastic laugh. Maybe it'll magically reappear, just like the Chosen Three. Just then, JJ's mom spoke from the doorway. It's time to go. We need to get Christian home, she said. Thanks for stopping by. I really appreciate it, Marie said to her friends. You can't get rid of us, ever, JJ said, giving Marie another hug. Then she turned to her mom. Can I meet Marie and Christian at the library tomorrow after lunch? She asked. Her mom agreed. Christian said he needed to get his parents' permission, but thought they would approve because he didn't have any plans during that time. Mrs. Young left with JJ and Christian. See you tomorrow, Marie called to her friends. Then she turned to her parents and gave them a small smile. That was nice of them to stop by, she said. Her mom nodded. Suddenly, a thought popped into Marie's head. What if Madame Amato wrote a fly-up note to her, too, just like she wrote to JJ and Christian? I have to go check something, Marie told her mom. She darted back to her bedroom, grabbed her envelope full of fly-up letters and notes, and dumped them all on her bed. Then she began sorting through them quickly. She soon found an envelope that was yellowed and old-looking, just as JJ had described. Her name was written on it in a fancy, old-fashioned script. I bet this is it, she thought to herself as she carefully opened the fragile envelope. Dear Marie, you have great courage and a giving heart. I am proud to know you. Once you find the historical place that has blue tile, please go see Xander. Madame Amato. Marie was stunned The note was so short and direct. She turned it over to see if there was anything written on the other side, but it was blank. They had found the historical place with the blue tile. But how were they supposed to see Xander when he was gone? She wondered, continuing to stare at the note. Although she felt better than she had earlier in the day, Marie's adrenaline was pumping. She paced back and forth impatiently across her room. She hoped Xander would come back soon. Summer break was only so long. Then she'd be moving away, and the chance to finish the quest would be gone forever. Marie, JJ, and Christian have clear direction from Madame Amato to go see Xander. But Xander is still away. Will he come back soon? Find out when the adventure continues in our next episode of Adventures on Awe Island.
Thanks for listening to Adventures on Awe Island. Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss an episode.